If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
So we're out here in Oxnard. This is Dan and Jake. And we are at our media tent. And we've actually put up a tarp. The killer did it, Blake. Did a really good job.
He does it every
year.
We
don't usually have a tarp. Excuse me?
He does it every year.
No, we put up a different tarp because it actually started raining. Just for those back in Dallas, so you know, it's drizzling a little bit, and it's a little bit chilly. In fact, our next guest is wearing a jacket. It's so chilly out here. And we're happy to be joined by the owner and general manager of your Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
Hey, well, it's great to be with you guys. And the minute I think of California, the minute I think the Cowboys being on the practice field, I put a jacket on. I don't even check the temperature. I don't care what it is out there. I want to feel cool. And that's the way it feels. It's great to be here.
But, of course, the afternoon, I'm sure you take that jacket off and, you know, get up there. I saw you yesterday with Troy up there on the overlooking the whole practice field.
Right. Well, I'll sure take it up there, though. It's shocking. It's shocking. That's a great place to watch practice. And, of course, you get to see a panoramic view of every drill, everything going on at the same time, but it really can get cool before those practices are over, so I do take a jacket up there. But I'll tell you, the first time that I ever walked out here was my first practice time with the Dallas Cowboys back in 1989, and we came to Oxnard to practice Al Davis and the Raiders, and so we drove our team on the bus, came up, walked out here. He had big black screens. He wouldn't allow anybody in. Nobody. Fans, media, anybody. But, boy, we walked out there, and old Al greeted us. Man, that sweet smell of the grass, and it was pretty like this. Here these Cowboys were behind, and there the Raiders were out there. And I said, God, I can't believe I'm in the NFL.
That was the moment.
What a day. Right out here.
I love that you have us out here. This is our favorite trip of the year, of course, so we want to say thank you for that. But why did you ever go to Wichita Falls? What was going through young Jerry's mind there? That was insane.
Madness.
Yeah.
Madness. The people there at Midwestern University, the people of the town, the city. And I'll guarantee you what went on in Wichita Falls State, at Midwestern University. But seriously, the facilities were fabulous.
I don't want to bag on them.
No,
I'm not.
I'm not. I will tell you this, though. We were doing IVs. We had one time when we had about five coaches do IVs after a practice, much less the players. And I recall really as many as 15 players after a practice getting an IV. Your nose hairs were burning while you were out there. We had that crazy rowdy. He had a power water gun. And, of course, everybody would have as few clothes on as he could. And that power gun could knock a Pepsi bottle over at about 40 yards.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
A Pepsi
Say
bottle.
Pepsi.
Keep that straight.
A Pepsi bottle. And said it could knock it over at 40 yards. Well, hell, there's Rowdy squirting the fans, the girl, in the wrong spot. And so Rowdy was spurting it, and I jerked his butt up. And I said, Rowdy, what has gotten into you? They're going to throw us so far they can't see us. You can't do that. He said, well, I'm keeping them cool. I said, well, you keep that in there someplace else other than here. So he said, well, I'll talk to Rowdy about it. I said, get your ass out of here. And I said, don't do that again.
So part of controlling everything from the socks to the jocks includes Rowdy.
And his water gun.
Well,
yeah.
let's put it like this. You'll be the one that gets the ultimate ask about it when it hits the fan. I'll tell you that.
I've always been just so fascinated with your life just because you have so much going on. So just from a day-to-day standpoint, do you have a to-do list every day? How do you go through just managing all of the things that you're involved with, Cowboys and otherwise?
I do. I actually keep a list. My father advised me and talked to me about a list, and it actually has all of my things on that list, and everything from bank balances for the day. And basically, I look at it. When I bought the Cowboys, I had been fortunate and had gotten more than I deserved. But I spent the money to buy the Cowboys because that's where my love was. That's where I was. My master's thesis in college was the role of marketing in modern-day football. And I interviewed Bear Bryant. I interviewed Woody Hayes. I interviewed all the great people of the sport to do my master's thesis. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be involved in the business. I thought, though, that I would get cabin fever. The business that I came from, that I got enough together to buy the Cowboys, was the cutthroat, roughest, take no prisoners, move the women and children out of the way, oil and gas business. And now you could get fleeced in a New York minute. But it prepared me for football. Because in that business, you can be sitting over there with your left hand, talking up a new project and getting people involved and selling them on joining you. And at the same time, take a pause and pick up the phone with your right hand and be told you just hit a massive dry hole. So you can, your voice couldn't break when you were going from the phone to the other. That's football. I thought, though, that that would might diminish that excitement or that trade type thing. I never knew that the NFL would be like it has been, both on and off the field. It prepared me for a lot of things. We came in trading. Well, I had spent, that's how I got there, trading. I'd done it every day of my life, almost the time I'd gotten out of college. So trading draft picks, trading those players, that was old hat. I was starved for that.
Have you ever been a fantasy football owner? Of course not, right?
I have not been.
Yeah.
But,
why would you?
But let me just say this. I've done everything that I can to support and embellish fantasy football because it's such a big part of the interest in the NFL.
Do you see a day where, let's just say in Texas, gambling on sports is a common thing and that it's, you know, out in Arlington, like in Texas Live, I walk in there and to me it feels like a sports book. It feels like the infrastructure is there at a lot of these places.
Well, I certainly know that gaming, as it pertains to our games, is here. Frankly, it's been here. But you're talking about a different form of it, a more recognized form of it, a more sanctioned form of it. And, yes, I do. It's the handwriting without in any way not being sensitive to the great people that want to keep everything in the right way, but the handwriting's on the wall. Gaming has been here for a long time. I'll give you an example of what I see. Watch Romo. Watch how Romo does a telecast. Watch him sit there and say, and use the vernacular that he uses and talks about how the safety's too close to the hash or how the corner's too far in the middle or over on the hash. And he'll say the quarterback will see that, and you'll see the ball going in that direction to that guy right there. I picture right there millions of people making a wager by hearing that. We've got to make sure the terminology is the kind of terminology that is common, but I can see our game enhanced tremendously. That aspect of it, and that's fun, and that's natural to do, and I'm not the least concerned. I'm really not. I know that we will adhere to it of any abuses that could possibly be involved with that type thing. Our players make a lot of money. Coaches make a lot of money, and so from the standpoint of some of the issues we think of with gaming or wagering or what have you, I think we
this Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, you probably recognize his voice, though. In this era, it's kind of an over-bearded era, as you look at this guy.
I lost the bet, Jerry.
I haven't seen Rich Dalrymple in a couple years, and he's got a beard. Mike McCarthy has a beard. Is that anything? Have you ever had a beard? And do you consider this on your bucket list? You need to get a beard.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I could have a beard, there's nice as that one over there, I would probably have already tried. But let me just say this. I, at one time, would go to the woods, so to speak, hunt. And I would do it around Thanksgiving and not come out until almost Christmas. But I would have all of my associates that through the years I'd been trying to sell on me, and I'd have them join me. And we would go to the hunting places that I'd set up with guides and what have you. And so that was a big part of kind of the way I played it. And I liked that a lot. But I sure did change that look, too. I always had a beard during that time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never seen one of those pictures.
Well, I'll try to find you one.
Yeah.
Surely we shot enough game
you text
to get
me
one good picture with the kill.
Is Mike McCarthy the biggest coach you've ever had? We just think he's a big boy.
Well, I wouldn't know. Mike doesn't have to make weight at all. But I will say this. When I interviewed him, I said, he has always, and he does today, that looks like a coach. He feels like he feels that.
Got the presence.
Got that Pittsburgh style about him, and of course he's got the size to go with it. And so, yeah, his looks have helped him in his profession for sure.
How many days a year would you say you get to spend with the Bravo?
I really am not a boat guy. My wife really is a boat person, and I get fever fairly quick, and so I might make a few trips, but I'm only out there 3 or 4 days, and then I'll roll back. And if you told me I couldn't get off, I wouldn't go. But enjoy where the boat, as it turns out, can be. But I like mine quick shots, intermittent, come in, go. And it has everything to do with who's on the boat with you. And that's the good part of it. It is a good time to sit there and do strategy, or it's a good time to sit there and just basically think a little thing about the smell of roses a little bit.
It became a headline that in the State of the Team press conference, Jerry Jones said he would do anything to win another Super Bowl. And then, of course, the media and Dale Hansen, I think, took it in, right? The, okay, would you not be GM to win a Super Bowl? This guy had an idea, or was wondering this aloud the other day, and I've never heard this twist put on it. Did you ever consider, what if I did only the GM? Because many people would say, it's Jerry, you're a non-traditional GM because you have all these other things going on. You're also promoting a fight. You're over here doing this. What if, did you ever consider just focusing, I'm only going to be GM, I'm going to let everybody else do all this other stuff?
Well, I've probably spent, since buying the Cowboys, I've probably spent about 85% of my time focusing in on the team. Now, let's talk a minute about what GM is. Do you think GM should pick the player? Well, who has to pay for the player? Ultimately, the guy writing the check in pro sport picks the player. He's the one that says yay or nay on writing the check. I don't know of anybody that is willing to step back when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars involved. And it is involved, even though there's a cap, because when it goes there, there's going to be none to go back over there. I know how to manage and have experience managing those things as well as anybody that I've met. Are there better? Yes. Only the man upstairs knows whether or not a better position could win the Super Bowl. If I had assurances that that person could win the Super Bowl, carrying piggyback to Dallas, Texas, to be involved in making the decision. My point was, when I bought the team, the first thing I said that I'll be involved in everything. And I'll be involved because I can't afford not to be. This is everything I've got, and I'm going to make the call on it every way. And ever since that time, I have made the call. There's one person in the NFL that has the vote on a team, and he makes any call. He can make any call at any time, and the league backs him up. You say, what if he's got a contract with somebody that they get to swipe the floor or they get to do something else? He voids it. That person makes that call, whether it's in writing or what have you, someplace else. Now, he has to settle with who's got the agreement. But that person in the NFL makes the call. Well, if that guy just happens to be involved daily on a day-to-day basis and wants to get everybody together and have a contributing decision, then that's the way it works. And that's the way it works with me. So I really just out of pure being honest with everybody, I should, because I'm going to make the call and have since the day I walked in here. And I believe most people listening would too.
What do you think of the ticket? Your relationship over the years, just knowing the ticket.
Oh, the ticket is iconic. It's a groundbreaker. I feel proud, frankly. I feel proud that the Cowboys have been a part of what sports talk, what sports is, through the ticket. The ticket, to me, is one of the reasons that I've come along at a great time to be involved as a sportsman. I have always thought that people of media and I, believe it or not, have a lot in common. We have chosen to spend our life and our time and our profession taking a play that lasts a second and turning it into a fable as a favorite of mine. But the point is, for all the criticism that I've gotten from the media, it's amazing at how much I give and attribute the media's input to the success of the NFL sports and, if you will, the Dallas Cowboys.
We like to end our interviews out here at training camp with two things. One is we go to the phones very quickly. So, hi, you're on with Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. I'm a big fan of everything you do. Everything you do.
Do you know who this is?
Your ownership of the Dallas Cowboys, and I love your GMing even more, though, I have to say. I have a bravo Eugenia's worth of respect for you, and I think that the Cowboy fans are lucky to have you, and that's some real positivity there.
Well, let me just say this. I wish I could sound like me as well as you sound like me.
We're having fun.
But I'd love to hear you. I'd love to hear you in some of those soft moments when we're trying
yes.
to get somebody to have that. Do you have that part of you?
Do you Mr. have Jones,
that? You know how to say,
always,
hey, baby, this is what it's like to be with a man. Do you know how to talk like that?
Hey, baby,
do you
this
know,
is what
you
it's
know
like to not only be with a man,
Jerry.
But a billionaire man. A billionaire man. Hey, baby, come on over here. Let me tell you the Arkansas Owls and Chicken story.
Hey, you're the man. And you, hey, frankly, you honor me. You know that.
I do know that.
Have you ever gotten the chance to speak to Jerry before?
We've talked a couple of times on occasion. It'd probably be on like this, or certainly listen. And you just can't imagine some of the personal things that I go to with my family or with friends, how you come up as a part of the show recorded, and there you are coming up. But you do it well, and you sound like you got it down in my intimate time.
Well,
thank
I
you,
love you,
thank you, caller.
All right,
thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You would understand me doing this. I need to mention that all our training camp guests are brought to you by Globe Life Insurance, right? We got to pay the bills. And so I said we asked for two things. One is we take a phone call. There, you've handled okay. that. And one is this is our radio liner. Would you be able to read that for our show? We really appreciate your time. And this would be the exclamation point on our visit.
Okay, this is my COVID statement of the day. This is Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate
Thanks.
You.
Best of luck to you. Thanks very much. There he is, the clean-shaven owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.